Sam Williamson, talk about this. It's not a Freedom of Information Act request. That's federal, but it's the state version. The Maryland Public Information Act allows you to request public documents, and here at the University of Maryland, even your president is subject to such requests and other administration officials. And Mary Yannick, who's with you, or was with you, at Feminism with Borders. She's now at...
Without Borders.
Feminism Without Borders. have filed this request asking for a very interesting set of documents. Talk about this Maryland Public Information Act request you've submitted.
Over the summer, we requested that we can get the emails of our president, vice presidents, and general counsel, a university counsel. Because we are a public university, it's public information. We pay for their salaries. So what we've done is ask for all the emails sent between them about our student group and the campaign that we were working on last year, Daycon, which was Daycon is a local company, a huge local company that supplies our university with cleaning supplies. And in April of 2010, 55 of their workers had gone on strike. They went before the National Labor Relations Board, who said that the company had acted illegally and that the workers should be rehired with back wages. 22 of the workers hadn't been rehired. So we had done a sit-in, and we did a lot of really awesome tactics. We wanted to see how that was responded to by our university and to see from in their own words, when they thought no one was really listening, what they had to say about us and about Daycon. So we've requested for that. We've also requested information regarding the Black Faculty and Staff Association, who's one of our coalition partners. They didn't do the request we did as students, but we've been working very closely with them on directly hired employees of the university who have been coming forward with a lot of disgusting workplace stories about sexual abuse and racial degradation and a lot of just horrible things that have been happening at our university. And so we're standing in support of the workers, and we want to be able to, this coming year, act efficiently in changing the workplace culture.
And so you've asked for emails from various administration officials, including vice presidents like Frank Brewer and President Lowe, and two Daycon officials, as well as other emails that include the words, as you said, feminism for Feminism Without Borders, Daycon, and BFSA, Black Faculty and Staff Association. What's been the response from the administration?
We got a letter back, and they said that, of course, they're complying because it's the law, but they're going to charge us. And we're charged for the printing, which is $48, but we're also charged for the labor that it's going to cost them to go through the emails. And because our university officials are paid a ridiculous amount of money, our president is paid $450,000 every year, which is more than the president of the United States. We're paying for the vice presidents to go through their emails and print out these documents. So the total cost is almost $700 that we have to raise in order to get these documents. Unfortunately, the letter that they sent us was not deliverable through the campus mail system, so we only got it on Monday, and the 30-day deadline is coming up Sunday, or Monday, really. So we have to, we're kind of scrambling to get this done in time, given the very real constraints and when we were made aware of their response.
So you need to raise some $678.26, although the cost could go higher, they say, in the letter to you. It also could be less. For 192 documents that have turned up, which they say is a 7.25 hours of work, in the Jack Roach's letter to, which as you said you just received, the weighted average hourly rate for the persons involved, including two vice presidents and the university general counsel, is $120.05. It's quite a significant hourly rate.
Yeah, it is. When you consider how much other people on our university are getting paid, the disparity is astounding. The people who really make this university run, they're the ones who are being mistreated, and here we are paying for public information for our top officials who really only show their regard for the bottom line and the image of the university.
And where are you in raising this $678.26?
Right now, we have a $210 that we've raised using our Indiegogo account. That's Indiegogo under the campaign Workers' Rights at the University of Maryland.
What are you hoping these documents, these 192 documents, turn up?
I think it'll be really interesting. We know that our university officials were in contact with the DACON president and CEO and vice president. So it'd be really great to hear exactly what they're saying to each other. It'd also be really telling to see what they have to say about their students and the ones who are fighting for social justice on their campus. I know that in one of their staff meetings, they called us smelly. That was in a staff meeting with a lot of people in it. And I can only imagine what would be in these emails that are just between these core group of people.
Why the time frame? You have a 9-month period that you're asking for the documents, November 1st, 2010 to July 22nd, 2011. What was taking place during this time period?
This was the bulk of our campaign. We found out about DACON, I believe it was at the end of, not this past spring semester, but the one before. So this past year, we'd been spent working on the DACON campaign, bringing workers to campus and listening to them talk, doing phone bombs where we all call the president's office to tell him that he needs to drop the contract with DACON as a way to pressure the company to negotiate fairly with its workers and comply with the legal ruling of the NLRB. We've also did many demonstrations. We met with the administration multiple times, and one of those times our president stormed out of the meeting and he slammed the door so hard it bounced open again. So getting the emails that he sent after that would be so telling and so interesting. We also did a several-hour occupation of our president's office at the end of the semester, and that's really where I think we're going to get our best strategic info from.
Talk a bit about Feminism Without Borders, this group, what was described by Jobs with Justice as badasses in training, how you came in to be involved with it, Sam Williamson, and how you came to be involved with these two distinct issues here, the Drop DACON campaign, as well as the justice for workers here on campus.
Well, Feminism Without Borders is an affiliate of United Students Against Sweatshops. We're both a feminist group and a labor group, and recently we've been really focusing on labor issues from a feminist perspective. So we've been doing work with like Alta Gracia, which is a living wage factory in the Dominican Republic. They're really amazing, and they've done some incredible work. They faced very real intimidation. And it was after hearing a lot of those workers talk and saying just what they had faced to go through and get a living wage and get respect at their workplace, that was an eye-opener to me. And since then, I've only been finding out more and more about how people who I come in contact with every day and people who work for the university. I also work for the university, and my tuition dollars are going to the university. So in a way, I'm funding what's going on here, and I don't want to be complicit in it. The more that you hear about the stories of what's happening, the more that it's really a call to action that we all feel as students here.
And you have just a couple of days to raise this money to get these public documents, raise the money to fulfill that your requirements for this nearly $700.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get it. It's really important that, especially as students, a lot of student groups don't really take the time to train next generations of students, and that's something that we take really seriously here. And so as we get these documents, we're going to be analyzing them and talking about them extensively and passing them along to future generations of student activists and hopefully really changing the power of the students and the power of the workers here on our campus.
The changing the power of the students versus those who are in power was something that you mentioned, the takeover of the president's office at the end of last school year, and I was there and reported on it. Six hours in the president's office that brought Vice President Brewer and others to the table, literally to the president's table in the president's office, after hours there for a frank discussion. But that was quite an eye-opening experience to witness. What was it like to take part in it?
I was really proud that we sat in that office and we had a discussion with the administrators. It was kind of frustrating in that they were treating us like children, and that's the way they always treat their students, especially the ones that disagree with them. But it was a strengthening experience to be able to talk with them and have them actually respecting us as people and listening to our opinions and changing the dynamic there was really important and something that we're going to continue doing.
What are you studying?
History and government and politics.
What year are you?
I'm a junior.
Well, good luck with this case. And then for folks that are interested in getting involved, we'll post the information at the fightback.org if they can help out with the funding. Thanks so much for your time. Any final thoughts that you care to share?
People can also help out in a non-monetary way, especially if you're in the area. We have a petition on our website, justice@maryland.com. We also have some great events coming up. If you want to hear the workers at our university talk with the Alta Gracia workers, that's going to be happening on Monday, this coming Monday. And then there's also going to be a film showing of Harvard Living Wage Campaign with student and alumni activists, and that's this Wednesday. And there's more information on that on our website, too. And I just want to give a shout out to the taxi cab drivers and to everyone who's in the struggle for workers' rights and the social justice struggles. Keep on strong, and solidarity from University of Maryland.
Thanks so much, Sam Williamson.
Thank you.